Yeah, you know, we obviously I'm extremely happy with it. I mean, you get in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the team's, you're playing a team that's been playing very good and at home, and it's and to come in and play like we did, is really proud of the guys tonight.
Anything you can point to explain the consistency you guys have this year?
You know what? Good depth, good resiliency, want to win. I mean, all of those things. I think the group as a whole is, you know, I mean, they've had some good regular season success the last couple of years. So it's, I think the winning aspect is they think they go out there every night and that they should win. And when they play hard enough, they usually do. So the results are equal the efforts, I think, sometimes.
Were you expecting them to be tired when they played?
No, I mean, if you look, I think our record was 13-2 last year in back-to-back games. And so, I mean, I never think that this team is not going to come to play. Some days we do, but, you know, I'm always thinking that it's the other way around, that we're ready to play.
It's pretty close games, not back-to-back, but you played the Chiefs not long ago. Did you guys make any key fundamental shifts in your game to play them this
time? Not really fundamental shifts. I mean, I think adding Ben Lovejoy was a real good help. Realizing last game that they outshot us 13-4 in the first 10 minutes, and we knew they were going to come out hard and to meet their push, I think was really important for us. So I think we were ready at the start of the game, probably a little better than we were the time we played them last week. So, you know, the systems didn't change too much. The line matchups didn't change too much. But and I think Freddie was a lot better tonight than he was the previous game.
We need Roback before he goes, anyone?
Yeah, I was just going to ask Coach about Roback. You've seen him in a couple games here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, today I thought, you know, I mean, the first game is always tough. You're playing your first game in front of your family and everything. But I thought he was way more at home today. He played a lot better. And he moved the puck well, looked at ease. And I was really happy with his performance.
Is this the best you've ever seen Jakob Silfverberg play in his time in Anaheim?
No. He was, last year, he was an impact player for us in the playoffs, and he might not score all the goals that people think he maybe should score, but what he does is he's so smart defensively. He's always in the right position, and he's a guy that I can trust. When I put him out there, I usually think good things are going to happen.
Sylvie, now he's got 3 goals in his last 5 games. I mean,
he's on fire.
About time.
Well, you know, like, he had a lot of chances when he wasn't scoring. I mean, confidence is a crazy, crazy thing in this game. And when you're not scoring, you're holding your stick so tight, and things are bouncing off it, and you're taking an extra second too long before you make the shot. Now, I mean, that shot on the power play that he scored, he just came around the bend there, and he just took the shot. He didn't wait that extra second. And with his release, that's why he's so successful in shootouts. I mean, it's hard to pick up his release when he does it. So I'm glad for him, because if he starts scoring and we get that added scoring as a group, I think we'll be tougher to beat.
We've all talked about all the stuff you guys have been going through, and Corey's now out, obviously. How much is Getzey doing to drive the train?
Yeah. Well, he's driving the train, but right behind him in the next car is Kessler, and they're both playing at the top of their game right now. And I think they're two really tough guys to play against when they're at the top of their game. And that's why Bob went out and got them. And you can see what they play in all situations, first penalty killing, first power play. They usually go back-to-back as far as lines go, especially on the road. And so it's they're really leading by example right now, and that's what you need.
Did you have any fear that they were going to take away the Getzlaff goal with the Jack front contact?
No, because you can't take them back by review. I mean, so they would have had to call that no goal on the ice.
What do you think of that front?
I thought it was a good goal. I mean, Jackman never went into the blue, and if he touched him, I thought it was ever so slightly. I mean, but I don't know. I mean, in fast time, I couldn't tell that there was anything wrong. Only when you watch it in slow from the overhead camera did it look like he actually touched him.
Do
With Frederik Andersen playing 18 games in a row, is it a situation where you keep playing him unless he's tired and communicates that to you?
Well, I mean, we talk all the time. So, I mean, it's one of those things that I've gotten to know him well enough that I think I know when he's tired. And we haven't made him do a lot of practicing. I mean, I guess you learn by experience. And we went through this with Hiller a few years ago where he played 32 straight games, but I never made Hiller practice at all. And he felt fresh because practice is a lot of times a lot more tougher on a goalie than games. You're getting 30 shots in a game, but you're getting maybe 200 shots in a practice. So it's more fatiguing.
Is there a point where you've allowed yourself to kind of be impressed with what you guys have been doing, or do you not?
I'm trying not to think that, because every time I think things are going good, something bad happens. And so I just want to trudge along. And like you know, our goals are weekly goals, so everything starts fresh next week. We got three more on the road, and that's what it is. We won't be looking at our record or what we've accomplished. We'll be looking at the fact that, you know, we want to win two out of three this week. And I mean, if I recall correctly, the last time we went into Toronto, we were riding a 7-game winning streak, and we quickly got our butts handed to us. So, you know.
All right.